Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
All right, a lot of people on social media last night not very happy by the very fact that AIB decided to take out their quarterly charges. Now, there was nothing sneaky about it, by the way, because they do this all the time. But I suppose maybe somebody within AIB should have had the wherewithal to say, well, lads, maybe we could defer this till, you know, for 3 months and, you know, and not automatically take it out. And I seen a lot of nasty comments of people last night. And Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty has said that it was a disgrace. And he's on the line. Piers, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you now.
Some of the comments I've seen on social media last night, I wouldn't like to be people working in AIB and taking offence, but people not too pleased. A lot of people literally on the dole at the moment. One woman, I seen one comment, that was the last €35 I had in my account to buy the groceries this week because she obviously hadn't got her COVID payment yet. And a lot of people not happy. But then the alter argument was that, well, sure, this is a quarterly payment and, you know, every life to some degree must go on.
Yeah, but, you know, things aren't going on as normal and we're all doing things that we thought would be unimaginable just a couple of months ago. You know, not visiting our parents, not shaking hands, not interacting with anybody, people going back to work, people giving up their jobs and going back into the frontline service to help the crisis that is taking place and that will emerge over the next number of weeks. But unfortunately for banks, it seems it's business as usual. Profit is the number one, profit is king, and customers come second. And, you know, you mentioned a couple of comments there, and I've seen, you know, dozens of comments coming to me, either on my Facebook or personal through my email. And these are people who are living week to week and who were dependent on the COVID pandemic payment. And I think that's what added insult to injury. It was the day that this payment came through, this €350.
Yeah, not everybody has got it yet either. I do know they're working tirelessly and hard to get it to everybody as quick as they can. And you should be getting it. Everybody should be getting it over the course of the next couple of days.
Yeah. And anybody who's given the wrong details, obviously the best thing to do is just go in and give the details again to speed up the process. But the fact is that people who were waiting for that, who got that in their bank account, when they went to check it, they were about 75 up to €100 less, depending on how much banking you did in the last quarter, because AIB automatically deducted. Now, what's really annoying me is that we dealt with this issue with AIB, you know, about 2 weeks ago, because AIB wrote to a lot of their customers saying that they were going to introduce quarterly fees for people who had money in the bank, who had over €2,500 in the bank every day for the last quarter. If you have €2,500 in the bank,
if you're lucky enough to have €2,500 in the bank,
yeah, exactly, then fees aren't charged. So AIB was going to introduce these charges. We says, no, you can't do that. You have to waive these charges during the period of the pandemic. We're bringing in emergency legislation to try and keep money in people's pockets during at a time when possibly up to 1 million people could be laid off work within the next couple of weeks. And you can't be introducing these charges. So they said they were going to defer the charges. But what wasn't clear at the time was that they were going to continue to charge those who are probably the least well off, the people who don't have the ability to have €2,500. And it's not just AIB, let me be clear. Bank of Ireland did this 2 weeks ago. Bank of Ireland did this on the 22nd of March. They took out these fees. My view is that at a time when everybody needs to do something different, when we're trying to keep businesses open, when we're trying to keep cash flow going through businesses, when we're trying to increase in payments in emergency legislation to make sure that people can get just through the week, AIB also needs to put their shoulder to the wheel. Bank of Ireland also needs to do the same.
Well, they don't seem to want to take a hit, Piers, because last week, of course, Pascal O'Donoghue was out with the sound bites of the moratorium, or the holiday, as he was calling it, the mortgage holiday, which doesn't really seem to be the case. And we spoke yesterday to David Hall from the Irish Mortgage Brokers Association, and he's basically saying this is not a holiday at all, because when you go back, you have to pay it. They're still treating, I mean, the moratorium for 3 months was always available to anybody who was in distress, or anybody who'd lost their job or had taken a hit in their salary or whatever it happens to be. So there was no big deal in what was, you know, achieved last week. I mean, the banks are not going to take a hit on this.
No, unfortunately, the banks aren't. On the 3 month holiday, the banks aren't taking a hit. Actually, the banks are going to make a profit out of this.
Because they'll charge interest.
Yeah, because so exactly. So if you give you an example, if you have a €200,000 loan, say with Bank of Ireland, the amount of money that you'll have to pay back over the 30 years will be the €200,000 plus €140,000 of interest, so €342,000 that you'd have to pay over the entire period. If you go for this break, it won't be €340,000 anymore, it'll be €342,000, because they're going to charge you €1,804 as a pandemic penalty as a COVID penalty.
But how could Sinn Féin have done that differently? I know the minister was waving his own flag last week and patting himself on the back for it, and I don't think it was any reason to be patting himself on the back. I don't think anything was achieved, to be honest with you, but how could you have done it differently?
By ensuring that the banks did not charge interest during the period of the break, the 3-month period of the break, they shouldn't charge interest. They shouldn't be allowed to roll that into your capital, and then they charge interest then again on the interest. That simply shouldn't happen. If there's a break, there's a break. If it's a freeze, it's a freeze, and that's it. There shouldn't be interest. The banks can't win all the time. What I believed and what I actually thought was agreed at the time, and I actually welcomed it, and I spoke to some of the CEOs of the bank and the Bank and Payment Federation at the time, is that customers wouldn't be any worse off or any better off, and neither would the bank. But that isn't what's happened.
No, it's not happened at all.
Customers are worse off, and the banks are better off. And that is simply unacceptable. The idea that banks think that they're going to profit at a time when we have a huge, huge crisis in health.
Well,
crisis,
the bank has essentially done nothing, Piers, because that 3-month moratorium, that standard 3-month moratorium, once you go over 3 months, you're considered a bad debt and it affects your credit rating and all that kind of carry. That's still there. So it was always there
for people. The only difference probably is that there's a fast-track process to actually avail of it, and it's been publicised. There's no guarantee then if you have to, because this is likely to last more than 3 months.
Well, of course, yeah.
And if you go beyond 3 months, then the central bank haven't given any assurance that you will be deemed as a non-performing.
Well, the legislation is going to have to change, isn't it? Because if we go over 3 months...
It's the rules of the central bank and the banking system that would need to change. And the central bank, like I've made my points on this before, the central bank, in my view, hasn't stepped up to the mark here. You know, if you look at the central bank, has a job to do in terms of, you know, making sure that the financial system is sound, but they also have a role which is equally as important, which is consumer protection. So when banks are charging me or anybody else, and remember, these are people who are contacting me, husband and wife have lost their job, they need a 3-month break from their mortgage, and they're saying, we're getting a 3-month break, but now we're being charged €3,000 extra over the lifetime of the mortgage as a result of that. Or businesses who are saying, we have an insurance policy that says very clearly that if there is a virus or a disease in the premises or the vicinity, then they have to pay out for business interruption. They won't do it.
I know, there's a lot of small print above. And I'm not rushing you, Piers, because I've only got literally 2 minutes. I wanted to ask you this very quickly before you go. As you know, the Red Sea polls was out of the weekend, 13% increase for Fine Gael. I'm not hearing that from our callers today. A lot of our callers today don't have amnesia and are not basing their judgment of government on what's happening today, but what's happened over the last 10 years. I mean, realistically, how do you feel? And I know we had Mary Lou on the air last week, very disappointed in the fact that obviously Leo was motoring ahead with the Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil government with a few independents thrown in there. How does that make you feel today?
Well, look, I think the poll, and usually I would pay a lot of attention to the polls, but probably given everything that's happening, it's a way down my list of priorities at all, if it's a priority at all. But I think the sense in that poll is probably the same feeling I have. Everybody is wishing the government on. Everybody wants the Minister for Health to do the right thing and to do it at the right time.
And are they doing the right thing, Piers?
Because that's... I think we're getting in the right direction.
Okay, I don't want to go into every single detail of social welfare and healthcare and everything that we're doing at the moment, but generally speaking, is everything that's been done what you would have done yourself?
No, well, look, I've just talked about the banks.
Well, with the exception of finance.
Pascal is the main shareholder in AIB. He should stop this. He should tell them to cop on and say it's not happening, refund the money back into customers' accounts and defer this payment until the other side. There are things which I think the most important thing is we need to maintain the income of people who've been made unemployed as a result of this.
Was the 70% enough?
Not enough. We argued for 100% up to €525 because if you keep the money in the local economy when these shops and businesses open up, we need that money to circulate quickly and we need them to spend.
Well, it is a stimulus package, isn't it? We wanted to go back into the economy. It's not like people are going to shove it under their mattress. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. There's two ways. And I made it clear that the bailout here needs to happen in terms of a bailout for ordinary families, for workers and for businesses, because we need those businesses. But there are right things that they're doing, and we called for it. We called for the connection between the employer and the employee. We called for a wage subsidy proposal, and it was brought in. There is links to
that wage subsidy proposal could have saved a lot of jobs if it was brought in a week sooner, and it could have kept a lot of businesses open. Now, I know they're all closed now anyway,
Probably where our point of difference is, because look at the international evidence. And look, a lot of the things we said, you know, we called originally to you know, not have this in Paddy's Day parade. And, you know, the government responded a couple of days later. The same with the schools, the same with non-essential businesses. So, you know, look, things that are we're calling for, it's happening. The same with the wage subsidy scheme. Now, they may have got to that point anyway. We think maybe there's just a bit of the timing is a wee bit off, but let's, you know, we're not about splitting hairs. What we're doing is about sharing our ideas with the government to try and make sure that as many people come through this crisis as possible, that our health services are supported in whatever way, and that people's pockets aren't empty during this period.
And of course, lives are saved, which is the most important thing.
That's the key. As I said, as many people come through this process, that's the key thing for everybody. And politics needs to take a second, you know,
take a back seat. Yeah,
at this point in time, because that's what I'm saying. Everybody, if the health minister does well, that means the country's doing well at this point in time. And it doesn't matter who was the health minister, who it is. At a time of crisis, you respond to the office holders. It's only the government that can close down non-essential services. It's only the government that can announce X, Y, and Z. So it's our job to encourage them, to prompt them. And that's what we're doing as well in relation to the banks, because that is affecting people. It's also affecting people's mental health, anxiety, and all the rest when you don't have...
I get you, Pierce. I'm going to have to cut you short because I have to go to news. But listen, I really appreciate you coming on the air. Thank you very much, Nate. Pierce Doherty, Sinn Féin, not happy with the idea that AIB have taken that money out of your bank. And he's basically suggesting that Pascal O'Donoghue, who has shares, obviously the government have shares in AIB, should go back and tell them, give the money back to the people, please.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.